going.
Call to order Board of Works for September 23rd. Need approval of the minutes for September 9th and the special meeting on September 12th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Department head reports. Fire department, Sonny's out today. City inspector.
City inspector Philip Cooper. From 8/19 to date, we've had 158 violations for grass, junk and trash, 131 violations. And the blight properties, Mullins has got them all down except three. Okay. And he'll probably finish them up this week. So,
great.
And we'll be finished with them. So,
okay. All right. Thanks, Phil. I don't know. Leah must have got called out because she's not here. Danny's on vacation. So, police department. And he's going to.
We'll talk about that bid.
Yeah. Talk about the bid.
Terry Johnson, Assistant Police Chief, Vincent's Police Department. I'm actually here to discuss an issue with the 15-ton air conditioning and heating unit that's on top of the, it's a rooftop unit there at the police department. Right. It's been on the fritz for a little while now, and I got three bids for replacing that unit.
Okay.
One from Holmes Plumbing, one from J.E. Sheckle, and one's from H.G. Hines.
Okay, and the Holmes Plumbing was $15,876.
Correct.
J.E. Sheckle is $16,856. And H.G. Hines is $19,984. And I'm guessing that you've looked through these and everything's
exactly what you need.
That's right. All 15-ton unit, all carrier model. It's actually a big unit, so you know whoever does it's going to have to have a crane to take the old unit off and put the new unit on.
All local bids.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're comfortable with us going with the lowest bid?
That would be my, that'd be my recommendation.
Okay. We'll recommend, the board will approve the assistant chief's recommendation for the bid by Holmes Plumbing for $15,876.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Well, one last thing. Our new hire, Ian McVay, we got the official status on him. He'll start October the 7th.
Great.
And we'll be at full strength.
Full strength.
Yeah, great. I'll have him at the next board work meeting.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks. Okay, no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is banner request for Vincent's Knox County Preservation Foundation, Aaron Dahl.
Good evening, Aaron Dahl. I'm here on behalf of the Vincennes Knox County Preservation Foundation for a banner request. We are having a historic home tour on December 1st of this year. It's going to have four historic properties and one commercial property that's downtown on Main Street as well, so a total of five. I think the event's from, let's say, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and this is a request for a banner that would go up on Hart Street on November 18th and be up for a total of 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I think we've already submitted the insurance policy.
And you also want the park restrooms to be open on that day.
Yes, we do. Yes, we also need the park restrooms open that day.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the banner request by the Vincennes Knox County Preservation Foundation to hang a banner on Hart Street for 2 weeks beginning November 18th. For their event on December 1st, and also having the Pocket Park restrooms open on that day.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Next is banner request for Generations, Alma Kramer. And you should have that in your packet.
Hi, Alma Kramer, doing a banner request for our biannual caregiver retreat. This is the first time that we would be able to do a banner for the retreat, and we requested with Hart Street for 2 weeks prior to the event, and I've provided all the information in the insurance.
Great. So we'll move to approve the banner request by Generations for their November 14th event. starting the week of November 4th for 2 weeks on Arch Street.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next is Festival Latino Request, Wabash Valley Progressive, Jennifer Holscher. And we're waiting on insurance.
Hi, I'm Jen Holscher. I'm a member of Wabash Valley Progressives. And we wanted to request the pavilion and also the Riverwalk for August 29th, 2020. It's a Saturday for Festival Latino.
All right. Seems like that was only yesterday.
Yeah,
well,
right.
It was.
So I'm recovered.
So,
and we've got everything, the insurance yet?
We should have that on.
Oh. Okay.
We'll have to bring it in once it renews. And
you
yeah.
get, when the, okay, close to the time, you'll have to get a new one.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll approve the use of the Riverwalk and pavilion's a backup.
Yes.
For that
for
event
rain, yeah.
for the annual Latino Festival on August 29th, 2020.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Next is Knox County Shriners Bucket Brigade, and I don't see Don Matthews.
So,
and he's not doing that till November, so.
I'll just wait on that.
Yeah.
All right. Table. We'll table the that item. Motion to table.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is Hope's Voice Ribbon Request, Melissa Hoff.
Good evening, I'm Kathy Bush here for Melissa Hoff. October's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Hope's Voice would like to request hanging some purple bows on down Main Street on the light post and also on okay. the Riverwalk to okay. raise awareness.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. So what's the time frame that you're gonna do that?
It runs for the whole month, but we can just do the first 2 weeks if that
oh, I mean, I don't have a problem.
If we could,
with,
we yeah. like to leave it
they
there for
the whole
October,
month.
For
but
October.
That's okay. All right.
And start
she'll just hang them and take them down by
yes.
the end of the month.
Month
okay.
of October.
October.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to allow Hope's Voice to hang banners down Main Street as well as the Riverwalk to recognize October's National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. What color is the ribbon?
Purple bows, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a picture in there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right there.
If I turn the page, there you go.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thanks.
Next is Casey's Bucket Brigade for Muscular Dystrophy. Ginny Webb.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Ginny Webb. I'm here to represent Casey's. We're trying to fundraise for muscular dystrophy this year. We've set a goal of $2,000. We're about halfway there. We would like to have a bucket brigade on 15th and Hearts on 28th Saturday to help raise more money.
Okay, that's this coming Saturday, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It says they have vests and cones. And
they already have all yeah. that. And Chief, you don't have any issues there, do you? Okay. All right, so we'll make a motion to approve the bucket brigade request by Casey's for muscular dystrophy to be held this Saturday from 8 to noon at 15th and Hearts.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, good
Thank
luck.
Great,
very much.
Thanks.
Next is Christmas Parade, Downtown Merchants, Mark McNeese.
Afternoon, guys. Mark McNeese. I have been fortunate enough to be part of the Christmas Stroll. This is either the 19th or the 20th or 21st year of it. I
wow.
honestly can't tell you. I have not looked yet. And then it's either my 19th or 20th year doing it. November 22nd at 6:30 p.m. in downtown is when it would kick off. I'm requesting, of course, we go backwards up Main Street
right.
to
right.
10th Street, hang a left at 10th Street, and go to, then that's bus room
that's
where
right.
those, without their lights, you know, without the Christmas lights on, make their way back. So the 10th okay. and Main Street's a pretty important one. I know the fire department's always helped us out with that location. They're pretty good at it by this
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Also, the request there is also for First Street to make sure that street gets some notifications
right.
put up on it so I can do the markings for the,
right.
that night.
Okay.
We'll
okay.
have a person checking people in at First and Hart Street, and then all the lineup will take place on First Street. As for entry forms, I know that they will be available at the chamber office. They will also be available online at WZDM, but if we could, I'd like to put some here at City Hall in some aspect, and that way people can just pick them up here. I don't think that'd be an issue.
Okay.
All right, so we'll make a motion.
Downtown merchants have insurance? That's the only note I've got here from.
That's a great question. I will find out and make sure that. They've always had it.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
I don't know if it
falls under the chamber. They've always ran it through Burkhart Insurance.
Okay.
I will have, just make your approval, I guess you can make the approval.
Yeah, we can make some.
Based off of insurance being presented to you guys, and I'll have Kathy Birch from the Downtown Merchants Association make sure she has the insurance given to you guys. Okay?
So we'll make a motion to approve the request by the downtown merchants to have the annual Christmas parade on November 22nd, commencing at 6:30, with the lineup of the parade being on First Street and then traveling backwards down Main Street to 10th and then left on 10th to disband. And that request is pending insurance receipt.
Sure.
I'll second the motion.
Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, next is City CSX agreement, City Engineer John Sprague. He is not here. This is the contract that Mr. Rulligan has looked through and has approved. And what this is for, if you remember back under Mooney, that the city received earmarked dollars for railroad relocation. Mm-hmm. There's still a couple $100,000 left in there. It has to be spent on railroad.
Right.
They are getting ready to take it back unless we use it, and okay. We've decided to use it on three different crossings. I believe it's Washington Avenue College and maybe Maine, or it might be, I forget the three that we've eventually settled on, but they'll redo them, but we had to have a contract with CSX to do this.
So the contract's an open-ended contract in order to provide that work?
Right.
Okay. So it's entering into an agreement, and then they'll work within the
We're doing 15th Street, Washington Avenue, and Main Street.
15th
And what
Street.
They'll do is they'll put in either the concrete or the rubber ties, if that's what you want to call it, at the crossings.
Okay.
Kind of like Hart Street is now, where it's a lot smoother and easier to.
Yeah, there'll be no complaints about that.
Right.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
Okay. Well, did I make a motion?
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion that we approve the aforementioned contract with CSX, allowing for utilizations of funds previously confirmed through a rail relocation under the Mooney administration to be used on three intersections, 15th Street, Washington Avenue, and Main Street.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Next is a letter of concurrence, Vincennes State Road 61. That's John Sprague again. This is, I guess, releasing NDOT. They used Beer House Boulevard as an alternate route when they were doing work on 61, and they had to have the city's permission to have it for detour. So John said everything's good, that we need to approve this.
This will be a detour for the
it's already
mentioned.
Right.
When they were doing bridge work, it already.
Oh, that's okay.
All right. It's already happened.
All right. So I'll make a motion to approve the letter of concurrence for Vincennes State Route 61 as recommended by John Sprague, city engineer.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then last, this is basically just for the record. We are applying for the DNR grant for the police department again. If you remember a couple years ago, we did the windows. We couldn't get them all completed.
Right.
So we're applying again for those dollars, and the city's portion will be $61,750. The total project is almost $107,000. So it's just like the last time we did it, and the city will take their money out of money that's budgeted for grant match.
Okay.
So basically, that's just for the record, so that it's on record, so when they turn the application in, they can see that the city has.
Right, grant dollars available to the sign. Make a motion to approve, at the mayor's recommendation, the DNR grant application for the police department window work.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, if nothing else, we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned. I don't think you guys have to sign any of these.